Fighters, what's going on? Good morning. Hope all is well. Hope you're having a kick-ass week. You're making some money and having a good time doing it. Today, I want to talk about your foreman position and really how to help the dude or woman, dudette, whatever, man, woman, whoever the hell your damn foreman is, all right? Help them be more successful. Chances are, just playing the averages here, guys, chances are you're not doing all you can to set them up for success. In fact, most of you fail to realize that they actually have a lot on their plate if it's a true foreman position. And sadly, most of your foremen are frustrated, okay? They are, I'm telling you. They're frustrated because I hear from them. I get messages in the fight or when we work with people. And I have a client, and I'm working with the owner, and we have a workshop. Oftentimes I'll get tapped on the shoulder by one of the top guys and go, hey man, we got some shit going on here, blah, blah, blah. All right. So today's episode is just to kind of bring some awareness to some things that you can do to make things better for your foreman, because I know deep down you really want to. I know you're not trying to fuck things up. Okay. But listen, if they're frustrated and if it's not addressed, they're going to leave. It's that simple. So I'm going to go through a few things here, five things to make sure you do your part to set them up for success. So I did a video on this on Contractor Fight TV on YouTube, but I'm just basically shortening that a bit here today. So if you want to check more of it out or a different spin, a different way of me doing this same damn thing, just go to YouTube and check that out as well. But really the same 5 points here. So this number one is for the business owner, for you to really wake up a little bit and go, am I doing all I can? It's also for a foreman, somebody who works for somebody. If you're not getting some of these things, if some of these things aren't happening, then pass this on to your owner, okay? And when you guys implement this stuff, you'll grow a stronger team, stronger business. You all make more money. Everybody will get what they want, all right? So the first thing, guys, you have to provide a clear scope of work for your foreman. What are the clear targets? Do you give your guy a written scope of work on what's expected? It's detailed, okay? So that they're doing what you bid. So they're doing what the customer expected to be done. I've got story after story after somebody does a beautiful job building something, and because they weren't clear on the scope, the owner shows up or the salesperson shows up, everyone's apologizing to the customer because it isn't what they wanted, okay? And they miss some of those details. Guys, if you're not providing a clear scope of work for your foreman, then you're really hurting them, because what's happening, two things are happening. Number one, you're not delivering what the customer expected. Number two, you're making your foreman look stupid, because when he's out there, he don't know what's going on. He looks stupid. That's embarrassing. And I'll tell you, because it's happened to me. I had a guy quit on me years ago because I kept making him look stupid because I wasn't given clear enough scopes. And he's like, fuck this. I don't need this chaos in my life. And he left. Had nothing to do with the money. Had everything to do with chaos. So number one, clear scopes of work. Number two, is your foreman clear on the job resources that he is expected to finish the job with? That's things like man hours. How many man hours is the job a bid for? What materials? Where am I getting the materials? Who's ordering materials? When are they showing up? What equipment do I need? Okay, on and on and on and on. This is how you also can evaluate and know whether or not you have a good foreman or not. If you're just going, go finish the job, but there's no targets to hit as far as a job budget, then how do you know if the guy's any good, right? So there's this thing called Parkinson's Law, and I'm going to butcher it here, but it basically says a task will take whatever time is made available for it. Time will always expand to what you give it. So if you don't give clear direction of man hours on tasks and phases of jobs and milestones to hit, then it's just going to take whatever. Versus when you dial it in and you go, all right, hey, this part of the job here, this phase of the job should be, you know, 72 man hours and should be completed by Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock. They're more likely to hit those targets. You're more likely to make money. This whole thing I'm doing here for you guys today is key in you making the money that you think you're going to make when you sell the job. How many times you sold a job, you think you're going to get this kick-ass profit, get on the back end of the job, you job cost it, and you realize you screwed the pooch. You didn't make any money, or you didn't make what you thought you were going to make, okay? Because you're not clear on the scopes and your foreman is not clear on the resources that are available to him and what's expected. Third thing, job site info. Provide this for your foreman. Who's the point of contact on the site? What's their cell number? Maybe there's codes to get in the garage or the gate. Are the sprinklers turned off? I've had that happen before. And you're working and then the sprinkler's coming on. Are there going to be other trades there? Are there pets? Are there people in the home or on the property or in the place of business that I need to be concerned with? Meaning, you know, if there's somebody, I remember one time we had this big shitstorm because I failed once again to communicate to our crew that there was somebody who had some major health issues that worked at the office we were painting. And rewind back to the clear scope, someone, I'm raising my hand, also forgot to use or spec out the zero VOC paint and all that other shit. And this person wanted to sue their employer because their employer hired us to come in and we didn't use eco-friendly products, blah, blah, blah. This is a long time ago. All right. All because I didn't do some of these things I'm talking about here today. So what's going on in the job? Okay. How about signed paperwork? Does your foreman have a copy of the contract? Is he sure that the deposit was given? Because it's just another line of defense, you guys. All right. So clear scopes, job resources, job site info. And the next one here is pain and promises. Your foreman needs to know why your company was hired. Why did they choose you guys and not the other guy? Okay. A lot of times somebody chooses you, you're a great salesperson. You go out there, you connect with their motive. You contract the job or on what's important to them, and then you fail to communicate that to the team. And then the team doesn't do the thing or not do the thing that was most important to the customer. And now you got a shitstorm, okay? Because you failed to let your team know why they actually hired us. Why did they pay more money for us? Maybe it's because they're, you know, in my past history, you know, kids were napping at certain times. The woman didn't want us to wake her kids up. I communicated that to the crew. Everything was great. Another job I'm thinking of, the father-in-law lived with them. He had emphysema and they're really concerned about dust. And we took special precautions and all this other stuff. I had to communicate those things to my team so that we could deliver on the promises that I made as a salesperson. So guys, make sure you communicate why you were hired. Okay. And if you don't know why you were hired, then you need to become a better salesperson because it ain't price. And the last thing here I want to talk about to help your foreman be more successful is make sure you hold a transfer of the trust meeting with the customer. Some people call it a pre-job walkthrough. I call it the pregame meeting. This is where our foreman will go out with the scope, with the job plan that he created, by the way, because he's a foreman. That's what they do, not you. Otherwise, you just have a glorified fucking laborer if you're creating all the plans. And he would pick the phone up and he would call the customer and say, "Hey, Mr. Jones, Mrs. Jones, this is so-and-so from such-and-such. I'm excited to do your project. As Tom mentioned, or as our salesperson mentioned, we do this pregame meeting where we come out and we just make sure everything's, you know, planned out right. Want to loop you in, introduce myself to you several days before the job starts. When can we make that happen?" And they'll schedule that meeting on their own and they will go out there with the scope of work and a checklist that we have, that we gave them. And they will walk through the project and go, "Hey, now I know in this room we're doing this, 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 and this, but we're not doing this." And the client might go, "Well, I thought you were doing that." See, this is the time to catch it, guys. Okay. It's not in the middle of the job. It's at the beginning of the job. And sometimes you need to call time out and call the salesperson or the estimator. "Hey, I'm here with Mrs. Jones. She said we didn't include the ceiling," or "she thought the ceiling was included." And that time, in my case, I would often get on the phone with the customer and go, "Hey, remember you had me break it out a couple times in the email that you just sent to me, blah, blah, blah. You know, you said not to do the ceilings," or whatever, guys. And sometimes they go, "Oh yeah, that's right." Guys, that's the time to defuse these bombs before they blow up in you. And that happens in this transfer of trust meeting. This transfer of trust meeting is also your way of saying, "I trust my guy to run the job and handle everything." This also helps your foreman be more successful to hit those job targets that we talked about, man hours and shit like that, because he can start getting his mind around planning the job. So guys, these five things are key. Do these consistently and you're going to have more success on the job. You're going to have really satisfied employees because they're not going to be caught in a shitstorm on every project all the time, made to look stupid, feel stupid, and not know what's going on because of all the chaos. And you're going to deliver a much better experience to your clients. All right. So listen, I appreciate you guys listening today. We have a free job costing form for you because that's really part of this. If you want to know how to hand projects off and the hours and all that other shit to your guys, go to thecontractorfight.com/job costing and grab your copy of that. If you got nothing like that in place right now in your business, it's really easy to use. The left side is what you think is going to happen and what you're planning on happen. And when the job's done, you fill in the right side and you compare the two. All right. That's how you can make real-time adjustments in your estimating and sales process as the weeks and months go by, instead of just waiting until the end of the year to figure out if you made any damn money. All right. Appreciate you guys. Have an awesome day. Talk to you next time.